When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll.
He'll make the whole world shout.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. How come Donald Trump made the mistake of reading somewhere that Mexicans make good fighters when it's actually pronounced fajitas? Why is it that they serve sushi at airports in huge portions and on those things that go round, but it always tastes a bit luggagey? And why are some people trying to phase out Roman numerals? Not on my watch. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us. But right now, we're visiting a friend of Anton.
Ah, here's Camilla's house. Hopefully she won't remember you from the christening.
That was ages ago, and all I did was put a toy in the baby's cot on your behalf.
Milton, it was a horse's head. And I wasn't supposed to be that kind of godfather.
It was only an inflatable horse to help him to learn to swim. Nothing to do with the mafia.
And the concrete shoes?
That was just to teach him to stay in the shallow end.
Well, believe me, Camilla does not need parenting advice. She is quite a force of nature.
Oh, come in, don't go. Don't go, please, please. Oh, it's only you.
Hello, Camilla. Everything all right?
No, I thought you were the delivery man.
Expecting a package?
Oh, yes. A few things, you know, some fish oil supplements and some extra maths books for little Oscar. Oh, and that reminds me, I'm looking for a tutor to help Oscar with his history.
How about getting him his own personal tutor?
Well, no, it's only for a practice exam.
OK, then mock tutor.
So, do I detect that Oscar's school is not quite working out?
Oh, well, you know, St. Luke's is OK for the basics.
I've heard it produces a lot of good actors.
Really?
Yeah, parents who pretend to go to church in order to get their children into the school. Of course, I went to a really tough school.
Oh, yes?
But I got free lunches because I was, what do you call it, bully.
Oh, wait, it's 7 minutes to 5. Oscar! Oscar, it's time for your dubshur practice. Come on. It's a sort of Mongolian stringed instrument thingy. Look, OK, I might be a little hands-on as a parent, but tempo, Oscar, tempo! Yes, better, better, bravissimo! I'm just so proud of everything that that boy does. Oh, phew! Hopefully that's those children's doodles I ordered to go on the fridge door. Oscars are a bit, you know, well, there's childish, and then there's childish, if you know what I mean. All right. Ah, my package.
No, sorry. This one's for next door. Do you reckon you could...
You don't actually have my parcel. Well, where is it?
Oh, it'll be back at the depot.
Well, I'm not going to some out-of-town hellhole just because you won't deliver properly. Oh, this just isn't good enough, is it, Anton?
Well,
Sorry, Anton? Not Anton Peterson. I've got one for you as well.
What?
Well, yes, I did order some paint remover. Someone sprayed the head of a giant red squirrel on the side of my Aston Martin. Not the whole body, just the head.
Yeah, and I recently ordered some red paint for something completely unrelated.
Well, hang on. Yeah, here it is. Oh, will you look at that?
What?
This is for your neighbour. Would you mind?
Very well.
Yeah, and I'm going to need someone's autograph for these.
Certainly. There you are.
Meryl Streep. You don't look like Meryl Streep.
Well, I left my real name with a neighbour. Tom Cruise.
Whatever. I don't have time for this.
Or if you like, you can go and collect it from Johnny Depo.
Right, well, I have no choice but to get down to that depot. They're always way out of town. So inconvenient. I can't even read where it is. Swindon?
No, Sweden.
Sweden? Right. I'm off to Sweden, then. They're not winning this time. Anton, you're going to have to look after Oscar for a while.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Now, he's got his taekwondo lesson at 5, and don't let him forget his bottle of water.
Naturally.
Oscar, I'm leaving you with Anton and Milton.
Bye.
It's Monday, remember, so...
Zai jian.
Mandarin. You can't start them too early. Bye, you two.
Oscar. Xbox.
Absolutely. Let's give this poor boy a bit of fun. You okay, Oscar?
Yeah.
Hard being 15.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, sick. Is this the new Xbox One X? It plays games at 4K res.
For Christmas, I got one of those XX boxes.
Wow.
It's actually Snakes and Ladders, but on the box it says XX Love Grandma. I'm Milton Jones, and we're babysitting Anton's godson. But I'm a bit worried. The only other time I did this, the child's pet died. I knew to replace it with something as similar as possible. But the boy just seemed to know as soon as he saw the hamper. Anyway, we all got back to our house. But before we went in...
Oh, dear. Look, there are packages everywhere. On the doorstep, in the wheelie bin, in that hedge.
Brilliant. My hedge has arrived. Having said that, I ordered a sparrow too, so the hedge might just be the packaging the sparrow comes in.
But why are all these parcels out here? I thought Pauline was in.
Pauline!
Hello, boys.
What happened? You're covered in parcels.
Oh, they just keep coming. Almost all of them are for the neighbours, though.
Well, why did you accept them all?
Well, just to be neighbourly. But there should be one for me somewhere.
Hang on. Yep, here it is. It's massive, though. Look!
Oh, no, that can't be it, then.
What do you mean?
Well, I just ordered a hat pin.
Good news. Along with the hat pin, they've sent you about 50,000 free prawn crackers.
That's just the packaging, Milton.
Moorish, though. Ow! I found the hat pin.
What's that noise?
That's Oscar, my godson. We're looking after him for a bit. He's learning the traditional Mongolian tobshur.
Oh, fancy.
And he was telling me that the piece he's practising is a traditional ballad about a fisherman who's struck by lightning.
Very good, Oscar. Say hello to Pauline.
Ni hao.
Ah, you see, it's Mandarin Monday.
So these prawn crackers should make the day complete.
Right, then, let's clear up all this mess.
I have to say, delivering all these packages to us is a bit of a liberty. Milton, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Of course. A giant zip wire to be used just by children who've had their ears pierced.
Or start a rival courier company that actually delivers to people when they're in.
Yes, and I'm just the man to do it, because I know this town like the back of my head, hand. Well, I'll soon have customers eating out of the palm of my face, head, hand, conservatory. Prawn cracker, anyone? So I launched my rival courier firm, Milton Prime. Even if it meant that now I wouldn't have time for my dog walking business. But to be honest, there's not much money in walking on all fours and sniffing people's...
Well, I'm knackered. Milton, you're going to need to come up with some ideas to make deliveries easier.
Ahead of you, Pauline, I have something both fast and accurate.
A catapult. Please tell me that wasn't a real cat.
Of course not. Kitten.
Milton, you can't...
And it's not just good for poulting cats. It's also perfect for cat food. I'm just about to dispatch this to Mrs. Harris at 76 Church Lane. Put the tin in like so and wind it up. And send.
Milton, that's gone straight through her greenhouse.
Luckily, I'm prepared for this eventuality.
What, are you going to send her compensation?
No, replacement greenhouse. I hadn't really thought that through.
I'm not sure a catapult is the answer to our problem.
Again, ahead of you, Anton.
Or indeed a dogapult.
And best of all, I've hired a new member of the team who will ensure our deliveries always get through. Say hello to Clive.
Milton, that's a rhinoceros. He can't carry anything.
Actually, Anton, Clive is perfectly equipped to deliver life belts, quoits, bagels and polo mints. Admittedly, only really in that order.
On his horn, of course. Yes. Well, it's innovative, I'll give you that.
So, Has anyone ordered any life belts, quoits, bagels or polar mints?
No. Why would anyone ever do that?
OK. Stand down, Clive. Oh, come on. I thought you'd have a thicker skin than that.
Right. What we really need is some kind of smart software that... Oh, hello, Oscar.
Vanakkam.
Eh?
Of course, it's Tamil Tuesday. But now, Oscar, according to your mum's chart, it's also time... for your mime workshop, then volleyball practice, and after that, apparently, you need to do some vocab for Sanskrit Sunday.
Suppose so.
Wow, you're learning mime, volleyball and Sanskrit, so you're going to be... unemployed.
But I bet you're quite the whiz kid with computer software, aren't you?
Yeah, Wes.
Milton, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
That we should make a hat-related TV quiz show called Who Wants to Be a Milliner?
Again, not quite. Oscar, how would you feel about designing some kind of computerised delivery system?
What, like a node-based hub algorithm that uses heuristics to optimise delivery windows?
Wow, is it Sanskrit Sunday already?
Is it? No. Milton, I think Oscar may just have sorted out our delivery system.
Anton, it's 5 o'clock. Is Oscar at his volleyball class?
Nearly. Milton.
Oscar, step this way.
Eh? Ah!
Let's just say he's on his way.
While Oscar got to work designing his node-based algorithm and blues-based sort of thing, I decided to follow Amazon's example and start making films too. A big job, so I thought I'd start with a few trailers.
Milton Prime presents an incredible story. During the Second World War, one man saves hundreds of people despite his speech impediment. Schindler's Lisp. And against the odds, he infiltrates the SS.
Milton Prime presents a new type of movie. The real story of a real person. He lived on the outskirts of Basingstoke and worked for a small IT company. And that summer... everything was to stay the same.
Milton Prime bring you the most talked about film of the year. The Boy Who Cried Wolf 3. No, this time there really is a film.
I'm Milton Jones and I've been trying to run a home delivery service. Soon our powerful delivery algorithm was up and running. It was all voice activated and I was keen to show it to Anton.
So, what do we have here?
Right, I've called it the Autonomous Computerized Recognition Ocular Neuronal Yoink Machine.
That spells acronym, doesn't it?
Maybe. Anyway, Oscar designed it, but I chose the settings. Want to try it out?
Okay, then. Acronym. Where is the cinema?
Let's try Grandad setting.
The cinema? Well, I know where it used to be.
Hang on.
The cinema? Well, where do you think it is?
Sorry, that's therapist setting. Give it another go.
Acronym. Where is the cinema?
Oh, so the sat-nav battery's flat, is it? Now, whose fault is that?
Now, that's the post-argument spouse setting. And finally, there's the...
Where do you think the cinema is?
Oh, that's the therapist setting again.
No, no, that's the Uber one.
Of course.
Of course, this sort of thing wasn't anything new. In fact, years ago, I worked in a hotel which used the very first Alexa technology, though it wasn't without its teething problems.
Well, here's the hotel, darling.
Oh, yes, the one where all the staff have had that Alexa chip implanted.
Of course. I'd better just speak clearly to this guy.
Yeah.
Hello. Is this the Ambassador Hotel?
The Ambassador Hotel.
Oh, well, that worked well.
Calling Ambassador Hotel.
No, 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 we just...
Excuse me a moment, the phone's ringing.
No, we didn't want you to...
Hello, Ambassador Hotel? How can I... Hello? Hello? Prank calls, we get a lot of those. Anyway, welcome to the Ambassador Hotel. How can I help you?
Finally. Oh, OK, well, do you have a bar?
Of course.
Yes, to me, darling. Maybe in the room? Do you have a minibar?
Certainly.
I should have seen that coming, really.
What brings you to the Ambassador?
Well, Colin, my husband, is here for the cricket.
Of course.
Okay, look, enough of this. You're going to get us some drinks while we wait here for our friend Sean. No, friend Sean, not friend Hall, no more.
I'm doing my best, sir.
Yes, I know, and I'm sorry, he's a bit tense.
But I've got a very busy week ahead at the conference, and I don't want any more misunderstandings.
Yes, he's a big noise in the steel industry.
Oh, don't say that.
You mean he has a position of responsibility within that part of the industrial sector?
Oh, right, yes. Yes, that's right. It's just when she said he's a big noise in the steel industry, I was expecting... Yeah, that's the one.
Sorry, it's just with this Alexa technology, there can occasionally be a little ambiguity.
OK, look, is it possible to have a drink?
Yes, a little South African wine.
Certainly.
I miss Cape Town so much. I miss it so much.
For goodness sake! Just a couple of shots, then.
Just trying to make you feel at home.
Right. Here's what we're going to do. No more silly noises, because I'm going to ask for a beer. There's no misunderstanding there.
Quite. A beer.
Thank you. Good. Darling, do you want one?
Ah, yes, please. Just half a glass for me, though. But Phil Collins.
I'm Milton Jones, the CEO of Milton Prime, a new delivery service built on the radical idea of dropping off packages when you're actually in to receive them. Although, as a sideline, I did have some cards printed up for burglars saying, "Sorry, we called, but you were in." But now that Oscar's ordering machine was working perfectly, we were able to predict our customers' every whim with astonishing accuracy.
People who ordered Wolf Hall by Hilary Mantel also ordered Bring Up the Bodies by Hilary Mantel.
Oh, that's extraordinary, Milton.
That's nothing. Listen to this.
People who ordered a 17-inch cheese crust pizza and family-sized tub of cookie dough ice cream also ordered Gaviscon.
Well, yes, but to be fair, I could probably have predicted that.
The person who ordered 50,000 prawn crackers also ordered how to draw giant rodents on the bonnets of sports cars.
Ah, that's enough of that for the moment. But it wasn't long before the competition started to feel the pressure.
I'll get it.
Morning.
Oh, it's you. What are you delivering?
Something for you.
What is it?
An ultimatum.
And it's definitely not for next door.
No, watch.
Oh, you can't do that.
That's right. We never specified a particular delivery window.
It's from us at UBL Delivery.
Milton, what was that noise?
Oh,
hello.
You lot are taking all our business.
Well, that's the cut and thrust commercial world for you.
You don't get it, do you? If you don't cease trading, you might be about to come face to face with someone very unpleasant and physically intimidating.
Grandma?
We're not frightened by you.
Oh.
Well, the boys can be very persuasive, and they'll be coming next Tuesday.
What time on Tuesday?
Sometime between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Can't you at least specify morning or afternoon?
You're expecting us to wait in all day to be beaten up?
Well, they've got a lot of other people to intimidate.
Oh, this is ridiculous. And I might say exactly the reason we set up this business in the first place.
Yeah, I agree. Terrible service.
Isn't it? Just.
Okay, hang on. I'll call Cheryl at the office, see if we can fit you in on Monday.
Actually, I can't do Monday.
Right, fine. Well, you'll just have to come down to our depot.
You can't intimidate me.
That's the spirit, Milton.
Anton will pop in on Monday.
What?
My name is Milton Jones, and my courier business has been threatened by our arch rivals, UBL. We're supposed to turn up at their depot next week to get beaten up, making sure we have photo ID with us. Which seems pointless, as they'll probably rearrange our faces anyway. But they've also threatened to turn our customers against us.
Hey, what's going on? Why is there an angry mob out the front of the house?
Should have seen this coming. In the last few days, we've delivered over 300 pitchforks.
People who bought pitchforks also bought flaming torches.
Oh, that's not good.
And the Daily Mail.
Oh, dear.
And not only that, in the last 24 hours, we've totally sold out of those Death to Milton Jones placards.
I know, I tried to get one.
What?
Nothing. Look, the ringleader of the mob's about to say something.
Milton Jones, by revealing all our purchase histories, you've caused the people of this town, like me, no end of embarrassment.
Sorry, where do you live?
45 Home Firth Avenue.
Ah, of course. Anusol.
It's Mr. Anusol to you. Thanks to you, everyone knows I ordered a DVD special. special of Celebrity Love Island.
Ooh, that is embarrassing.
We're not standing for Milton Prime anymore. What do we want?
He already knows.
When do we want it?
Ideally in the mornings. And if they're not going to come, can they phone ahead and let us know?
You have to stop this madness.
Why should we?
Because any minute now, your megaphone's going to run out of batteries.
What makes you so...
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Hang on.
Batteries for Mr. Einsall.
Oh, thanks, yes.
Yes, sign in.
OK, right, I'll just put them in. Actually, sorry, could you not broadcast my surname so much? People tend to laugh at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, of course. What was it again?
Einsall!
Milton, if the mob stay surrounding our house, we won't be able to make any deliveries. We're finished.
Ha! UBL think they've won, but once again, I'm one step ahead of them. I've had Oscar reprogramming acronym to create the ultimate delivery service. I call it the Airborne Real-Time Extravehicular Interactive Total Instant Ordering Network, or for short, abbreviation. Using drone technology, we can deliver what people want almost as soon as they think of it.
Well, that just about takes them.
Biscuit.
Thank you, abbreviation. Although now, that makes me feel like making a nice...
cup of tea.
Thank you very much. Although...
with semi-skimmed milk and one sugar.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. I have to congratulate you, Milton. This really is the last word in logistical retail management.
No, management is the last word in logistical retail.
So it is.
You lose again, UBL deliveries. We'll soon be delivering everything to everyone all over the world.
Oi!
What's going on?
We've had enough of you lot. You're coming with us.
Never. You'll have to tie us up first.
Go on, I forgot to bring the rope.
Rope for tying people up.
Bottom!
Oscar, you're going to have to look after yourself. Don't forget to do all your activities.
Don't worry, our Anton. I'm off down to Steelworks.
I beg your pardon?
Of course. It must be Sheffield Wednesday.
All right, right. Get in a van, you two. We're going to...
Oscar, darling, it's me. Oh, what on earth is happening?
We're being kidnapped and taken to a secret hideout.
No, I meant what on earth is happening. It's 6:30 and Oscar isn't playing the violin.
Right, you lot, in the van.
No,
we were taken to UBL's fulfillment centre, a massive soulless place near Reading. Not to be confused, of course, with Reading. But the warehouse was enormous.
Wow. Conveyor belts, packing machines and row upon row, everything you could possibly imagine.
It only seems big because they're playing that music.
Oh, no, sorry, that's Oscar. He's recently taken up kettle drums. Not now, darling!
We're locked in.
Well, we've got to get out of here.
Good afternoon.
What's that?
So, Jones, we meet at last.
But I can only hear your voice, so we haven't met, unless you are just a tannoy system.
Of course I'm not just a tannoy system.
Just as well. It'd be really awkward if you were a horse whisperer.
Silence! We asked you nicely to stop. We asked you nastily to stop. Why are you still operating?
Well, because we're better at delivering than you. Nearly every single customer we deliver to is in.
You so don't get it, do you? This was never about that. Do you honestly think us leaving so many parcels with Next Door was an accident?
But why leave everyone's packages with Next Door on purpose? Unless
you want us to talk to our neighbours?
Yes! Nobody does that anymore. It's really sad.
You monster.
That goes against everything being British stands for.
We'll talk to our neighbours when we see fit. If we bump into them putting out the recycling or in the car park at Sainsbury's, but to make us.
The last time I talked to my neighbour, he had the cheek to tell me the AstroTurf I'd laid in the back garden for Oscar's lacrosse practice was upside down.
Well, the grass is always greener, isn't it?
That doesn't count.
But what gives you the right to do this? Why you? Why here? Why us?
Right, I'll show you.
Yes, it's me.
I'm sorry?
Me. I'm the one who's behind all this.
I'm sorry, have we met?
Me. Me? Ted? From number 38. Your next-door neighbour.
I thought a woman lived
there. For 8 years I've lived there. What is wrong with you people? Would it have been so hard just to have popped over?
Oh, yes. Tim.
No, Tim's two up on the other side. Number 32. Oh, I've had enough of this. Release the polystyrene bucketing!
Suddenly, colossal amounts of prawn crackers began to rain down from the ceiling. It was like that time I fell into a giant snow globe. I survived, obviously, just badly shaken. There's no way I can eat my way out of this.
It's way too much for you, Milton.
I know, and I should never have had that bubble wrap for elevenses.
Why on earth?
A mix-up when I asked for lots of pop.
Wait, it's stopped, but we're completely packaged. So now what?
Simple. I'm going to put you in a giant cardboard box and send you to planet Earth.
It's a bit vague. What's scary about that?
Don't you see, Milton? We'll end up on Earth's neighbour, the moon.
Any last request, neighbours?
I just want to order something through Milton Prime, just for old time's sake.
OK. But don't try anything clever.
You really haven't met Milton before, have you?
I want to order a life belt, a coit, a bagel and a polo mitt.
Well, that sounds innocent enough. I'll do it for you.
Any minute now. He'd fallen for the oldest cliché in the book, the old rhino in the warehouse routine. But in no time at all, Clive had smashed his way through the doors and released us from the packing.
Ha! We're free!
All my work has been in vain.
No, I wouldn't feel so bad. At least now you've talked to your neighbours.
Yes, that's right, Tom.
Ted! It's Ted! Ted!
Well done, Milton.
You know, I can't help feeling this was all my fault. If I hadn't pushed Oscar so hard, we'd never have needed all those deliveries.
Oh, that's all right, Mum.
Yes, it's only natural to want the best for your child.
No, but parents are being forced into pushing their children. Society needs to be less competitive.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
We must organise a campaign. Oscar, you must be its figurehead. In fact, why don't you run for Parliament?
Oh, no, here we go again.
That's not such a bad idea, Anton. When I heard that Boris Johnson was running for Prime Minister, I thought, I'm going to stand against him. We don't want an idiot with stupid hair running the place.
Well, now all we have to do is get ourselves home.
Simple. We just use Milton Prime to order ourselves.
Could you give me a lift too?
Very well, in the interest of good neighbourliness.
Besides, we're out, so we're going to end up at his house anyway.
Thanks a lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.